I first got interested in this phenomenon when an internet business news headline caught my eye. HP bags $150 million India bank contract. The $150 million contract was the largest ever won by HP services in the Asia-Pacific region, according to Natarajan Sundaram, head of marketing for HP Services India. The deal called for HP to implement and manage a core banking system across 750 Bank of India branches. Other stories explained that the Bank of India had been facing increasing competition from both public and private sector banks and multinational corporations. It realized that it needed to adopt web-based banking, standardize and upgrade its computer systems, lower its transaction costs, and generally become more customer-friendly. So it did what any other multinational would do. It gave itself a chest x-ray and decided to outsource all the functions it did not believe were part of its core competency or that it simply did not have the internal skills to do at the highest level. Still, when the Bank of India decides to outsource its back room to an American-owned computer company, well, that just seemed too weird for words. What in the world does Hewlett-Packard know about running the backroom systems of an Indian bank? Out of curiosity, I decided to visit the HP headquarters in Palo Alto to find out. There, I met Maureen Conway, HP's Vice President for Emerging Market Solutions, and put the above question directly to her. In brief, she explained, HP is constantly hosting customer visits, where its corporate clients come to its headquarters and see the innovations that HP has brought to managing its own information systems. Many of those customers go away intrigued at how this big company has adapted itself to the flat world. How, they ask, did HP, which once had 87 different supply chains, each managed vertically and independently with its own hierarchy of managers and back office support, compress them into just 5 supply chains that manage $50 billion in business, and in which functions like accounting, billing, and human resources are handled through a company-wide system? Seeing the reaction of its customers to its own internal operations, HP said one day, "Hey, why don't we commercialize this?" Said Conway, "That became the nucleus of our business process outsourcing service. We were doing our own chest x-rays and discovered we had assets that other people cared about, and that is a business." In other words, the flattening of the world was both the disease and the cure for the Bank of India. It clearly could not keep up with its competitors in the flattening banking environment of India, and, at the same time, it was able to get a chest x-ray and then outsource to HP all those things that it no longer made sense to do itself. And HP, having done its own chest x-ray, discovered that it was carrying a whole new consulting business inside its breast. Sure, most of the work for the Bank of India will be done by HP employees in India or Bank of India employees who will actually join HP. But some of the profits will find their way back to the mothership in Palo Alto, which will be supporting the whole operation through its global knowledge supply chain. "The ability to dream is here, more than in other parts of the world," said Conway. "The nucleus of creativity is here, not because people are smarter, it is the environment, the freedom of thought. The dream machine is still here." Rule number 6. The best companies outsource to win, not to shrink. They outsource to innovate faster and more cheaply in order to grow larger, gain market share, and hire more and different specialists, not to save money by firing more people. Dove Seidman runs LRN, a business that provides online legal, compliance, and ethics education to employees of global companies and helps executives and board members manage corporate governance responsibilities. We were having lunch in the fall of 2004 when Seidman casually mentioned that he had recently signed an outsourcing contract with the Indian consulting firm Mindtree. "Why are you cutting costs?" I asked him. "I am outsourcing to win, not to save money," Seidman answered. "Go to our website, I currently have over 30 job openings, and these are knowledge jobs. We're expanding. We're hiring. I am adding people and creating new processes. Seidman's experience is what most outsourcing is actually about. Companies outsourcing to acquire knowledge talent to grow their business faster, not simply to cut costs and cut back. Although LRN is a BE company founded 10 years before Enron exploded, demand for its services surged in the PE era, post-Enron. In the wake of the collapse of Enron and other corporate governance scandals, a lot more companies became interested in what LRN was offering. Online programs for companies to forge common expectations and understandings of their legal and ethical responsibilities, from the boardroom to the factory floor. As the whole issue of corporate governance began to mushroom in the early 2000s, Seidman realized that his customers, much like E-Trade, would need a more integrated platform. While it was great that he was educating their employees with one online curriculum and advising boards on ethics issues with another, he knew that company executives would want a one-stop web-based interface where they could get a handle on all the governance and ethics issues facing their organizations, whether it was employee education, the reporting of any anomalous behavior, stewardship of a hard-earned corporate reputation, or government compliance, and where they could get immediate visibility into where their company stood. So Seidman faced a double challenge. He needed to do two things at once: keep growing his market share in the online compliance education industry and design a whole new integrated platform for the companies he was already working with, one that would require a real technological leap. It was when faced with this challenge that he decided to enlist Mindtree, the Indian consulting firm, in an outsourced relationship that offered him about 5 well-qualified software engineers for the price of 1 in America.